Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Podcast. Thank you all so much for joining me on this episode. Today, we're going to talk about the one thing that's still keeping you from getting what you want. I think for a lot of you, you might be at the point with this show and with your own mindset journey where you've been doing the work, you've been diving into your limiting beliefs, you've been thinking about what you do want, working on your manifestations, working with your connection to yourself and your inner being and the universe and all that wonderful energy, raising your vibration, everything we talk about here on the show. You've been working on it and you've been doing it. Maybe you're even someone who has been through the Unstuck Project and gone through all of that work. And still, nothing is happening. Your manifestations are not becoming your reality. So now you might be thinking, well, maybe this doesn't work for me. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe this whole law of attraction thing is bogus, is not really a thing. Maybe it just isn't going to work. Maybe you are the exception to this universal law. Well, let me be the first one to let you know that none of that is true. But there is a good chance that you are probably unknowingly standing in the way of getting what you want because of one thing. And that is what we are going to go over today. Now, before we get into that, just quickly want to let you all know that the Unstuck Project is opening up for the next group of women to go through very, very soon. We are starting off in May, so we only have a few more weeks to go. If you want to be included and want to get started on your own unstuck journey, head over to seanminer.com/unstuck and get on the wait list. I have some really great kind of incentives, I guess we'll call them. Really what I just want to do is be able to provide this work to everyone during this coronavirus time where we have some negative emotions, some low vibrational energy, but we also have an opportunity of potentially more time in some cases, more time spent at home, more time to work on yourself, more time to do this kind of work. So really, like I've mentioned before, I think the silver lining in this situation for some of us, not for all of us, of course, everyone is having a very unique experience, but I think for many women, the silver lining here is having that time and being able to spend more time on yourself and also kind of seeing this as an opportunity to really gauge where you're at mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and energetically because of what's kind of going through your mind, what may or may not be expressing itself for you right now. So it is really a good time to see how you're doing in those areas and what you can improve. And then, of course, using the Unstuck framework to help guide you through that and to really get the most out of it right now because we do have a newfound attention that we can put on ourselves right now. And I'm choosing to still make this available to everyone that wants to go through it, even though we are kind of in this state of uncertainty, because I really, really, truly believe in the power of this work and how it can get us through any of these uncertain times, anything that goes on in our lives, whether it's on a global scale as it is right now, or in our own personal lives where all of a sudden things are just different and negative emotion arises and we don't know how to cope and we don't know what to do. this work is important. It will get you through all of that. And I want to make it available to everyone who feels like that's something they can work on in themselves right now. So Unstuck Project coming at you soon. The only way to really make sure you grab a spot is to be on that wait list over at seanminer.com/unstuck. And that will be the one and only place to get these kind of bonuses, surprise offers, I guess, about that course. So that's coming up. And also head over there if you don't know what I'm talking about, you've never heard of the Unstuck Project, head over there. It'll give you all the details and I'll be talking about it more here too as it gets a little closer. All right, let's get into today's topic. I'm going to start with the punchline. Just in case, you know, you don't really want to listen to the whole episode, you got other things to do, but you want to know that one thing, I'm going to give it to you. And then if you'd like to flesh it out with me, stick around. So the one thing keeping you from getting what you want, from realizing your manifestations, your attention. Your attention. Now, caveat here in that timing isn't up to you. So I do want to let you know that if you think you're doing all this work, and even as we go through what we're going to share today, you're doing all of it, you really feel like you're on track, but you're not seeing what you want, keep in mind that timing may not be right now. That's not really up to you to decide. The universe knows the exact right time for you to realize your manifestations. So it might just not be the right time. And this is where patience comes in. And this is really also where finding that happiness and joy and love and excitement, regardless, is so wonderful, because it provides that patience knowing that it's on its way, which is really a great experience also. So I do want to let you know that that might also be another reason why things aren't happening for you. But if you are feeling that impatience, it does play into this thought of your attention being on the wrong thing. We'll go over that. My decision to talk about this today, wasn't planning on it, and this is always how these episodes go, it seems like. I kind of have this schedule of what I think the topics are going to be for the show, and it almost never is that way because something else comes into my existence. It draws my attention in, and I immediately know that is what should be discussed. So some of you out there need to hear this right about now, and that is why my energy is going towards these topics instead of my quote-unquote scheduled topics. So in this case, it was a random Instagram post. It's not even someone I follow. It just popped up in my feed, or maybe someone shared it on their story and I saw it. And it is this: if you don't like something, just take away its only power, your attention. Again, the quote: if you don't like something, just take away its only power, your attention. So breaking it down, how we can look at this is really what a lot of us, so many of us, are doing in an effort to change something in our lives. And quite frankly, it's what we're all getting wrong when it comes to the law of attraction, our vibration, our connection with the universe or our higher power. It's this focus, this attention, and where we put it, which by nature, by default, and you know, it's all of us as humans. We all do it. There's nothing wrong with us for doing it. It's just part of our conditioning, and it's within all of us. We inevitably default to putting our attention on what we don't want. So we decide we want something. And if we go back a few episodes, I kind of explained that often what we decide we want is because we have experienced or are experiencing currently the opposite in our existence. So we want health because suddenly our body has become unhealthy. So we're experiencing these symptoms or this illness, this disease, whatever diagnosis you may have, you're experiencing that, and that leads you to decide to now have this new desire of health. And not that you always didn't want health, but now it's really coming into focus as something that you don't have that now you want. So now we have what we don't want, and we have a thought or an idea or even this, you know, kind of what I called this manifestation cloud, this idea of what we do want. Where do we put our attention? Well, we think we're putting it on what we do want, but in fact, even subconsciously, without you even realizing it, what you're actually doing is still focusing and putting your attention on what you don't want and what you don't have. And that is where your vibration sits. That is where you base your communication with the universe or your higher power. And that communication gets really confusing because you want something different than what you're focusing on. So this is what most of us are doing right now, myself included. It is something I work on daily. So let you all know, this is very common. It happens to all of us. It's our natural programming to go this route, but it is something that you can work on. It's something that you can change in yourself. And when you do, it will massively, massively change your life. Now, remember, we've talked about this before, and this is a reoccurring theme here. You get what you focus on. We know that now by the many times we've discussed that here on the Unstuck podcast already. And we now have dissected it further into the idea that you create your own reality, which was in episode 39. We talked about the idea that you create your own reality. So today's talk is going to go right along with all of that. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I highly recommend you do after you listen to this one. It doesn't have to go in order. So listen to this and then go back to episode 39. Today, though, we're looking more into the idea of how you create your own reality, whereas in that episode, we looked more at the why and the what of creating your own reality. It's safe to say that most of us have something that we want that's not currently in our physical reality. We all do. Maybe it's a new job or even a promotion or a salary change. Maybe it's a certain amount of money in the bank, a partner or a relationship, a healthy body, a new business or a more successful booming business. We have something, right? We have a dream, a desire, a goal in mind. And like I said, it's often because we have something unwanted in our current reality. Like we are single and we don't want to be. We are living paycheck to paycheck and we don't want to be. We do have health issues and we want to feel healthy again. This kind of thing. So the typical human pattern when we want something is to think about it a lot. I think we can all agree with that. And a lot of times you don't even realize that's what you're doing. You're thinking about what you want and dreaming about what you want, daydreaming, planning, preparing, which could be a really good thing. That actually could be exactly what you want to do and exactly how you communicate with the universe. So thinking about it, daydreaming about it, planning, preparing for what you want, it could be a very attracting thing, a very aligning thing for you. But that's not usually the way it goes. Because we are constantly focusing on not having it. We give our attention to the lack of it, to what hasn't come into our reality yet. So we want to be healthy, but we put our attention on all of our symptoms, all the weight we still need to lose, all the aches and pains we have, all these things that are making us feel unhealthy. We want abundance, yet we put our attention on our debt, on this low number in our bank account, on the things we want but we can't afford to buy. We want this booming business, yet we put our attention on that wide open schedule that we have that we cannot fill with clients, our lacking website that still isn't done, the low number of likes and comments on Instagram or Facebook, and we have this comparitis with others who have this seemingly booming business, and it makes us feel even lower. Or we want a romantic relationship, yet we put our attention on how lonely we feel, on all of the other happy relationships we see out there, how empty the bed feels, how long it's been since we've been on a date. As you can see, these examples are pretty obvious examples. You can see how there's something wanted and something unwanted. And as much as we want, like we want that other thing so badly, yet by default, we fall into the pattern of focusing on not having it, on the lack of it, on what our current reality is, which makes us have that desire for something different. Pretty obvious, right? And I think also in those examples, you can see just by the way they sound, just even when you think about that, even if that's not what your problem is, even just thinking about someone that would be in this situation, you can feel how focusing on the things that they're actually focusing on when they want something different, that's a pretty low vibe place to be. You can just feel that. You can experience that even if this isn't your current reality. So those were the obvious ways, but there are also these way less obvious ways that I don't think a lot of us even realize we're doing. So like I mentioned, the comparitis, which could be, as in that example, business, but it could also be when you are looking at someone and comparing your body to theirs, your health symptoms to theirs, your house to theirs, your car to theirs, your family and how you mom and how they mom, right? These things that pull you out from your own reality and make your reality feel less than, or it brings about an even deeper sense of lack of what you don't have compared to somebody else. Seeing those things, and this is why I push so hard for doing a sort of, you know, social media detox, because I think this is really where a lot of this happens without us even asking for it. I mean, I guess maybe we kind of do if we knowingly follow these people that we compare our lives to, and every time a picture pops up that they post, we feel that. I guess it is knowingly, but I think it also has just gotten so deeply ingrained into our existence that we don't realize that that is our choice. We can easily unfollow that person. We cannot check Instagram and Facebook as much. I really think a social media detox is so beneficial if you find yourself in this place of wanting what you don't have and then seeing others that have it, getting into this comparitis, and that being your focal point. So really get real on yourself with that. Another big one are just the words that come out of our mouths. And this is something that really took me a while to understand at the beginning of my law of attraction mindset work, because I thought, even, you know, in my journaling practices and really getting across what I wanted, I would use the words I want, and I wish for, and I hope. And then I realized, and you know, going deeper into the work, it came to me that even those phrases, even saying, I want to be healthy, or I want to be wealthy, or I want a booming business, still is putting your attention on not having it. It's not, I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am a booming business owner. It's, I want. So can you see the lack within that? And the same thing goes with I hope and I wish, which on the surface, they seem like really positive, high vibe places to be. And yeah, I mean, it's way better than saying, I don't think I'll ever be healthy again. Obviously, that's really low vibe. And to go to a place of, I wish I were healthy, or I hope to be healthy again one day, they're better. But can you still see how the focus is on not having it, on the lack of it being in your life right now? So our attention, even without us knowing it, or even without us thinking this is what we're doing, is still put towards not having what we want. And this is where we confuse our communication system. And the other thing that really comes into play here that takes your focus off of your future reality, what will happen, what you do want, are those darn limiting beliefs and those stories that you haven't quite cleared up yet. And you may, again, not even know that this is happening, but if you have any sense of doubt or fear of what you want not happening, if you get angry or sad about the potential that what you want won't happen, then this is also going to be a confusing communication system from you to the universe. And you will know if any of your stories are still there and still triggering you, potentially by the words that actually come out of your mouth. You may not even realize it, that it's going on in your head. It may take you saying something like, I'm not good at business. I'll never be successful. I can't afford that. My body is broken. It'll never be healthy again. If you actually end up saying these things, or it may even just be in your head, but of course, speaking them out loud, then that is your sign that you have more uncovering work to do, more work on your limiting beliefs and stories and unwrapping and unraveling those and rewriting them, redesigning them. And may want to go back to some of those episodes, particularly episode 9 on You Can Change Your Limiting Beliefs to get going there. But you're going to know, regardless of what those hidden things are that are keeping your attention on what you don't want, you're going to know because it's going to be anything that involves you feeling anything other than joy and excitement when you think about what you want. So every time you are working towards a manifestation, joy and excitement exist. And anything less than that, you are probably putting your attention on what you don't want. Perhaps subconsciously, unknowingly, but you will always know, you'll be able to gauge by that emotion. So I have a couple personal stories I can share with you about this. The first one, this is going back to when I started this mindset work on my own in an effort to heal my body. And this is truly how I healed myself. I really believe this. I made the conscious decision to stop giving my unhealthy body my attention, which seems impossible. And at the time, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this, because every time I look in the mirror, I see this lack of health. I see the lack of what I want. Every time I wake up and don't feel good, guess what's on my mind? Every time I try to work out and I can't because it hurts or I don't have the energy, guess what's on my mind? So if you're here, trust me, I understand that it sounds impossible, but it's not. And what I did and what I'm going to suggest you do, all of you, especially if you're finding this hard to let go of, hard for you to focus on what you do want versus what you don't, is to just focus on something different entirely. Get a list, get even a few things that just make you feel so freaking good. Like so, so good. For me at that time, I told this story before, I think here, I loved nature. I could just immerse myself in looking at how beautiful the trees were. And this lake I always went to is actually more of like a pond. Pond I always went to, and the sun sparkling on the water and the path and how just peaceful and calm and wonderful it was. I was kind of going on walks at this time, was my main form of movement. And I would just immerse myself in how amazing the nature was. Everything. Just found even the smallest things I probably never would have even seen. They never would have even made it into my experience. But I was so interested in becoming fully immersed in the experience of nature because it made me feel so wonderful and really made me feel like there was so much else out there besides my physical body. And so every time I felt myself getting into this negative spiral about my body and my health, I just diverted my attention. And so I went on a walk and went to this pond and, you know, saw the sparkly water and really paid attention to that, got into this really high vibe place there. Or I would read a book that I was fully immersed in. And at the time, I was just really diving deep in all to all this mindset work. So it was a really high vibe book, usually, because I was reading about this kind of stuff. It was like Abraham Hicks books or another one. And the girls in the Unstuck Collective are finding this now, and we've talked about this specific scenario, the Abraham Hicks YouTube clips, just finding something there leave you with such high vibeness. They make you feel so good that I just found a list of a few things that I knew for sure I could divert my attention to something else, because it wasn't really a realistic thing for me to not think about what wasn't happening when I thought specifically about my health and body. So I just diverted my attention entirely with some really good feeling other things. And this isn't to say that I didn't allow myself to feel those negative feelings. I don't want you to think that this is diverting away from feeling things that you really need to feel and experience to be able to let go. That was a process I had already gone through. I did plenty of that before I got to this point where I did feel like I was ready to divert my attention. It was kind of, I guess, at this point where if I continued on with feeling these negative emotions, it would be this wallowing or obsessing behavior versus feeling and being able to let them go. And when you get to that let them go place, this is when diverting is wonderful. Now, like I mentioned, the other option here was that I could have also tried to find a better feeling thought about my health and body, but that would have been forcing or faking at the time. Like I said, I just couldn't. It was either focusing on what I didn't want or focusing on something else that made me feel really good at that point. So again, this is where diversion is a really handy tool if you are someone who, when you do try to like just find a different thought, when that feels forced, try this diversion technique that we're going to talk about today. My second story is actually a current story. This is a story about my business and wanting to grow this podcast. I so deeply want this work that I'm doing here, pouring my heart and soul into this podcast, to get into more people's ears and experience, as I'm sure you can imagine. I really believe in it. I love it so much. And I really, really think it is going to benefit so many people out there. So I want it to get into more people's ears. And when I started this podcast, I looked at the numbers, looked at the stats to see how much it had grown, what still needed to be done, what was working, what wasn't, and found over time that it was actually creating a negative emotion in me. Even if it was growing, even if there was something to celebrate, I still got to this place where it wasn't enough. Similarly to, you know, if you do want to lose 5 pounds and then you lose 5 pounds, you're like, oh, well, that's not enough. I want to lose 10. I think a lot of us have potentially been in that situation before. So it's very similar to that, which for some reason is me, that is in my personality, especially when it comes to numbers. I find anything with a number where I'm trying to reach a certain goal, whenever I find I get closer or whenever I do see a little bit of improvement, I want more and more and more and more. And I don't think this is uncommon, but I definitely know this is something that I experience quite easily. So what do? I stop checking the numbers, which as a business owner is hard to do and probably not encouraged by a lot of the traditional business coaches out there. But you know what? For me, I couldn't help but focus on what I didn't want when I was checking the numbers. And as soon as I lifted that from my experience, then I could just put my focus on what was really important and what I really wanted, which was to create these amazing podcast episodes, to speak from my heart, to find what you guys resonate with just by what you share and what you talk to me about, and use that as my gauge. And that is what feels good. That is what fuels me up. And that is how I know that I'm on the right path. So I basically just had to make the decision that is not a common decision, but I had to make that decision where I want my attention to go and what actions in my life bring in the attention towards what I do want versus what I don't want. So that's just another little example of how this is playing out for me. Could be something that plays out for you in a similar way, or maybe you have an experience in your life that you find, and it could be like you weighing yourself every morning, which I know so many people still do, even though I've told you a million times not to. You weighing yourself and then putting all your attention on your body not changing because of that number, even if that number has changed. It didn't change fast enough for you, or it's not good enough, or whatever. Very common. And then guess what now you're putting your attention on? Not losing weight. And that's what the universe takes as true. Interesting, right? The last little story I want to share with you, because I just loved this. It totally meant so much to me because my dog was literally right there in front of me as I was listening to this. As I think a lot of you know, I listen to Abraham Hicks quite a bit on YouTube as part of my mindset practice. And in this particular episode, they had a question from a lady who was saying that she had a lot of good things going on in her life right now. She had a bunch to look forward to, but she really needed a job. And she was worried about her bills, the lack of money in her bank account. She said she'd applied for a bunch of jobs and nothing seemed to be working out. She didn't know what she was doing wrong. Why was she not manifesting a new job, or even a job? She was unemployed at the time. So Abraham asked her what good things she had going on in her life and what was making her happy. So she went down this list of all these, you know, great things, like, I live in a nice town, the sun shines there a lot, I live near this lake, and then she mentioned having a cute dog. And Abraham stops her right there and says, you have a cute dog and you're worrying about bills? Focus on the cute dog. Put all your attention on that cute dog. Go play with that cute dog. Go walk with that cute dog. Take a nap with that cute dog. Stop worrying about the bills. And, you know, I think anyone who's not familiar with this work might be thinking, and this might be you, might be thinking right now, yeah, but this lady doesn't have a job. She doesn't have income. She needs to pay her bills. So isn't that kind of irresponsible to just go play with your dog instead of like trying to figure out these bills? Like, she probably shouldn't be ignoring the bills. But if that's what you're thinking, then you're kind of missing the point, because it's not about ignoring the bills. It's just not directing energy towards the bills. It's not getting wrapped up in the bills and letting those unpaid bills dictate her emotion. She's not putting her valuable energy and therefore her attention on not being able to pay her bills, because then that's going to be what continues to be her reality, because that's what she's putting her attention to. That's what she's putting her energy towards. So what this is really saying here is it's about not letting her job or her lack of job, her unemployment, dictate how she feels, because we all know, or we're going to know by the end of this episode, that's not the answer here. You don't magically get a job because you spend all day worrying about not having one. What good is that going to do? What good is putting your energy towards that going to bring? It's the same thing as, you know, you don't get healthy by focusing on your symptoms. You don't lose weight by focusing on your cellulite or your fat rolls. You don't make more money by focusing on your debt or that credit card bill that needs to be paid. And you don't meet a romantic partner by focusing on the empty space next to you in bed. You don't build your business by focusing on the lack of likes that you got on your last post. So not only do you not get those things by focusing on the lack of them, what's really happening is that you are repelling what you want when you focus on the lack of them, because you are aligning with the vibration of lack and not the vibration of you having them, which now we really know is all based on emotion. That's what we talk about in every episode here. You focusing on not having it is bringing up a certain emotion, which is low vibe. It's a negative emotion. It's what you don't want. You focusing on having it, your future that includes that thing, gets you, like I said, excited and joyful. Those are pretty much some of the biggest, best, brightest high vibe emotions out there. That's how you feel when you focus on your future that includes your manifestations. And this is where we are getting hung up, my friends, over and over and over and over again. And like I said, I am no exception to this. It is something I work on every single day. It is what is keeping the law of attraction from, quote unquote, working in our lives. So this week, my homework for you, my challenge for you, is to work on that diversion technique. I know in the past, in past episodes, in past homeworks, I've had you try to think a better thought in accordance to what you want versus what you don't want. And instead of, you know, finding that low vibe spot of what you don't want, can you find a better feeling thought? Now we're going to go with a completely different technique in case that one isn't working for you, which is going to be the case. At some point, that finding a better feeling thought isn't always going to work. And if that is the case for you, diversion. What do you have in your life that completely takes your mind off of your current reality, off of what you don't want, what is not being manifested for you? What is that thing? Write a list, create a list. Should be like, I mean, it can be 5 things, it can be 50 things. Create that list and start doing it. Start noticing every single time that you are focusing on the lack of what you want. And when you do, divert. Go to that list, find what works for you, find what feels good. If it's nature, go take a walk, go take a drive, do whatever you need to do to immerse yourself in that diversion technique. We're going to call it the cute dog technique. after that Abraham talk because it's so, so true. I mean, we could worry about all these things that we don't want to keep experiencing. But if we have a cute dog in front of us, go play with that cute dog. Play with your dog all day if it keeps you in that high vibe diversion technique, which for me, it's not all day because eventually it gets old, but it is a good chunk of the day. I could snuggle my dog, take my dog for a walk, run with it, play with it, all the things. And I feel really good. So we'll call it the cute dog technique. It can be whatever you want, whatever feels good. But I just really, really want us to start getting very, very clear on where we're putting our attention, because that's also where we're putting our energy. And that's also how we are communicating our desires to the universe. So if you are continuing to stay stuck in a place where you don't want to be, really get clear on where your attention is going, on the words that you are using to describe what you want. If you're using these words like, I wish I were this, or I want this, we need to use words that show we expect, we know for a fact, without any doubt, that this is in our future reality. This is on its way to us. So I am this. I have this. I feel this. No more of this wishy-washiness. I want you to get very clear on where your attention is going. It's the cute dog technique. I love it so much. All right, everyone, that is it for the episode today. Like I said, if you want to be a part of the Unstuck Project, head over to seanminor.com/unstuck and get your name on that wait list. We're going to have a ton of fun. The best time ever to really work on yourself. Can't wait for this next class to get started. And until the next episode, I hope you all take care, stay safe, stay home, do what you need to do, feel the feels, and make your diversion list. All right, until next time, take care.